This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Hey, it's time to spring into something delicious. With HelloFresh, every week you get fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and recipes delivered right to your door. But you get 16 free meals plus 3 free gifts with code BANTER16 at HelloFresh.com/BANTER16. That's HelloFresh.com/BANTER16. Now, time for the show!
Dynamic banter. Mike and Steve are gonna do bits and have some fun. Dynamic banter. Honking horns and ringing bells and making good. Dynamic banter. Don't forget the history rose on Dynamic banter.
It's a hot game. There was such a high energy thing happening that suddenly wasn't for some reason.
Yeah, but it took a lot of brain power to figure out.
Welcome to the show, everybody. How's everybody doing, huh? Go ahead, one at a time.
Let's wait for answers. Let's call people and ask them how they're doing.
Mike, let's not make this another like, ooh, we're so cool and do things for us thing. But let's do this and say, what the fuck and thank you to everyone who has subscribed to our new Patreon.
Yes. What was the first thing you said? What's the weird, super cool do things for us?
Well, I was saying I didn't want to make a whole like promo episode about our Patreon.
Oh, we already did that.
Right. So I don't want to do that again, but yeah. I want to say thank you to everyone who has signed up so far.
Yes.
Is what
thank
I'm trying
you
very to
much.
Say.
Yeah. Yes.
But yeah, it's pretty overwhelming and cool, and you guys are awesome, and you make us feel good in the tummies.
Yeah. And we hope that the... you consider the stuff that we're going to make worthy of your $5 a month. And we think it is. We've already done a couple things.
You're welcome.
And it is fun. It's been very fun. And I think Kevin's going to do a good job with it. And it's going to be good.
Basically, you guys gave us the opportunity to hire Kevin.
Yes.
And here we are. And we're making some cool shit.
This is what we look like with Kevin.
This is us.
Kevin Filter.
So anyway, welcome to the show, man. How you doing, Mike? What do you got on your hand there?
This is a portable ice pack for my finger.
Happened?
Well, I was playing basketball, and because I'm not... What?
I wish I want Simon snoring sound. So bad.
You gotta rip it off the last
episode. I gotta rip it. It's too late. Go ahead. What happened to your damn hand, Mike? I'm sorry.
Wait, were you trying to play snores?
Just in the beginning of when you were... just because... No, please don't take it off. No, Mike, you need it, man.
It
what
hurts.
Happened to your hand?
It hurts
Look,
so bad.
Now, Mike is Kevin. What can I do?
I think you gotta apologize.
I'm sorry, Mike.
I don't think it's genuine. You had to ask Kevin what to do.
Ow! Ow! Oh, Mike.
I can feel a tendon snapping away.
Wait a minute, Mike. You hear that? That's more patrons.
We're so cool, do things for us episode.
That's kind of nice, isn't it? To hear that happen during the show.
No, seriously, though. Thank you very much for doing that. And I'm very excited to make these weirdo things. Mm-hmm. And it felt really good to film stuff the couple times we have filmed them already. Yeah. But especially the other day, it's like we had an idea like 3 days earlier and then we were like, this might be funny. And then we showed up and we did it.
Yeah.
And I can't wait to see what Kevin makes out of it. Yeah. It was all worth it.
It's really just been like Mike and I going like, what can we do today that might be funny?
Yeah.
Or this week that might be funny. And then there's stuff that happens before the show and all that. And it's like real fun and dumb shit. Yeah. Mike, yes. Last week, I really badly wanted to share with you a gift that was given to me by one Mr. Jesse Stillwell.
Okay.
But I had forgotten it. And last episode was, in fact, my big birthday bash episode.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck. There we go. Finally, they're cheering for me for once. All right. Well, they stop right away.
You can't acknowledge them.
God damn it. If only something could pick up my spirits right now. Oh, there we go.
Whenever you're feeling down.
Just so check this out.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's fun. That's fun. I feel like I've seen these on the internet.
Yeah.
So it looks like a guitar for your mouth. Steve just held up a mostly plastic instrument that was from the future in the past.
Yeah, this is like a Star Wars instrument.
Yeah.
It just needs to be painted like gold.
Uh-huh.
And then add a couple of gears, like glue on some tubes.
Yeah.
And then you got yourself a Star Wars instrument.
Yeah, we could do that. We could find somebody to do that for you if you're interested.
Can someone help me please cosplay this instrument?
Do you know how to play foint dink foint dink foint eight dang friend of the dang da dang da?
You think you really believe in me that much?
I think that anything is possible through Christ our Lord. Oh, the beginning of Reading Rainbow?
That's my heartbeat.
You have to plug it directly into your veins. This monitors my heart.
Ready?
You have to go off into it.
The temperature.
Dude.
Pretty fun.
I would share it with you, but
no.
Yeah. Yeah.
It looks beautiful, though. Can I touch it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Don't put your hand down there. That's where the spit comes out.
Thank you. Does the spit really come out? Is there a spit deposit? Deposit?
Just like any other instrument.
It's just like any other instrument, but it's shaped like a Toyota Celica. It's like you're running a marathon with your ears.
We got lost in the jam, didn't we?
Oops. Oops. Somebody throw me one of those. You know what I'm talking about.
Someone throw me a cold towel. Looking thirsty. Help me. Help me, Mike.
Somebody sanitize my hands. I got lost in the jam.
Please help me, Mike. So, dude, so how fun is that?
You figured out how to turn it on?
Kinda. I don't know.
Some of them do.
That's pretty good, man.
It's a new character. This is the Overlord of the Void.
I'm the Overlord of the Void. You boys are breaking me up. Brick and Morty down here in my undie pants.
So what do I do with the Overlord of the Void? Do I ask him a question? Okay.
There's nothing you can do. The boy from the Void. The boy from the Void.
What do you think that means? The boy from the Void. That's some ARG shit.
Fun segment, dude.
Why did that happen?
Fun segment.
Oh shit, I'm crackling.
Oh my goodness gracious.
We're trying to do too much here today, I think.
Yes. Tell me about can I ask you a question?
Yeah, go ahead, buddy.
Can you tell me about this GTA thing again?
Yeah. Yeah, and then I want to share with, and then we gotta talk about this AI thing.
Oh, dude, whatever you want to do. I'm in.
But I'll tell you about the Grand Theft Auto thing first. Apparently, there's this thing.
It's like a water slide collapse.
Damn, this headphones crackling like a snap, crackle, pop over here. I'm getting some Rice Krispies out of this.
The rest of it sounds pretty nice.
So there's this new thing they're doing on Twitch, Mike, and that's where the kids play video games. And there in Grand Theft Auto, there's a server.
Don't be ridiculous.
No, I'm telling the truth, Balky. And they're role playing there, dude.
Isn't that chair in the Matrix? Where the guy's like at the hub of the Matrix.
It's my vape pen. But there's a server where people are role playing, and everyone has like real jobs, and you could jump into the server, and there's like, you know, at any moment people are just kind of like living a second life.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Wait a minute, Michael.
Yeah.
What if we created a thing called Second Life, and you could live in the computer, and you never had to come outside for any reason?
Well, let me ask.
I think that's a good idea.
Whoa, bro! That's some Stranger Things shit.
You don't need me to be here.
You don't even need me anymore.
Damn, this might be my last. Right after the Patreon stuff? That's a bummer. Dude, the people sleeping to this body.
With the fucking horrible, loud, peaking demon voice.
How much of that information is absolutely lost?
Oh, so much. It's not even worth doing.
How much usable information
it's not worth doing. Is in that file? It's not worth doing. It's just to make you laugh, Mike.
But I want to see an infographic about the people, about the amount of usable information in that file.
We've been having fun, I think. God, fuck me in the dumb butt. This thing's giving me pickle problems. Maybe it was that port. Ooh, I think that's a bad port. Put a sticker over it. You creep.
That's a BP.
You little pig. Calling Kevin a pig.
Poor Kevin.
You little pig.
Poor Kevin.
So, dude, the Grand Theft Auto thing sounds so fun.
Yeah,
and there's this guy that does it on Twitch, and apparently he goes to your setup and helps you get into it and shows you what to do
step by step.
And yeah, I think that's something you and I should look into.
I would love to do that,
because dude, it's crazy.
Yeah, that'd be so much
like,
fun.
Like, people are in there doing things. Like, you and I could become podcasters in Grand Theft Auto.
Interesting.
And maybe we could broadcast a Grand Theft Auto in-universe server podcast. It just gets broadcast on the radio in there.
Oh, that would be fun.
In that world.
Can you change what's on the radio?
I don't know.
I don't know that
they've
that's possible.
They've learned to fuck with so much of that game. You could have the goddamn DeLorean in there.
Yeah.
And it could go back in time and shit.
Really?
Yeah. They've made mods to Grand Theft Auto where you can, like, manipulate all the aspects of it. I'm wondering if there's a way to fuck with the radio station.
Dude, there should be, like, a DB-only
right?
a Grand
DB
Theft
radio?
Auto server.
Server?
Yeah.
Dude, that's crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
Where all the horns sound like our honking horns.
Yeah. That's the mod.
Try not to be around. Mike, you ever been to the Pirates Medieval Times thing?
The Pirates Medieval
There's like
Times
a medieval thing? Time. You know about medieval times.
Oh, yeah.
There's a pirate one.
Really?
With a big pirate boat in it.
What's
yeah.
it called?
Pirates. Pirates Dinner Adventure,
Pirates
probably.
Times.
Pirate Dinner. Let me see if we can find some fun Jack Sparrow, some royalty-free Jack Sparrow.
Pirate Times.
Royalty free Jack Sparrow.
So is it shaped like medieval times where there's like bleachers on both sides, but there's a ship in the water in the middle?
Yeah,
of it?
You're just in the middle of a buccaneers battle.
Huh.
Arr, matey.
I sit down in a dilly boat. A buccaneers battle. Why you order diet, Dr. Pepper?
Welcome to the Buccaneers, boy. You little bobbits. Are you gonna be having the little boy's meal or the little girl's meal? Which has,
That's another
free gluten-free, right?
Did you want to order potato wedges for the rest of the family?
He's your doctor, Pepper.
Yeah, dude. So apparently it's like a big old ship battle, and you can watch boys battle it out on a Buccaneers Bay.
That's great. That sounds great.
Yeah, man.
Hey, don't forget to collect ye gold coins that you get with a purchase of every Super Pirate cup filled with Pepsi products.
He's specifically Scottish pirate.
And everyone in Section C might get hit in the face with a cannonball from the Eagle's Mugger.
For legal reasons, I've got to say the cannonball's not real.
Also, we have to call him Danny Jones. Dan Jones's locker.
Also, keep a tight hold on ye wallets.
Every one of us wears a ring.
I'm married.
Bob's married.
Jeez,
hands off, Bob.
Anyway. So there's a pirate one, and I kind of want to go.
Where?
It's near the fucking medieval times.
Oh, drama.
Right? Like across the street almost. Have you done it?
I would like to go.
I've heard things. I heard mixed things.
You think it smells like a water park in there?
Dude, I think it's... what I've heard is that it smells like Pirates of the Caribbean in there.
Which?
Which smells like dirty water.
It smells like somebody just mopped the plank.
We grab a hold of your little ones and make sure they don't take a sip of your old gray water.
And if they have a dirty diaper, just plop it on the ground.
Don't forget to go to the poop deck. You can shit on the floor.
That's where we shit on the floor.
Go ahead and shit on the floor.
Let us watch you and take a picture, you and your family, shitting on our floor.
Take a picture while you're pissing and shitting in your britches, just like the pirates used to do back in the old pirate times.
There's just a photo of a family, and they have big pee stains all over them, and they're kind of upset about it. Like, there's a guy shitting on the ground right behind him.
One dad really into it. His pants are down around his ankle. Oh, God.
Yeah, man. It's real good.
Dude, I love that. I have all the sounds in the world. You now have all the sounds in the world, and we resorted to screaming. Is there a button that helps us scream?
Because I'll tell you, you know what it is, man. I think we're jumping into, we've got too much on our brains territory.
Yeah, so we gotta
like push away things sometimes.
Yeah, we'll be speaking into one microphone, one SM58 microphone next episode.
Because the soundboard even was like not as used for a little while.
Dude, what if Zoe is on a business call in the background? We're screaming pirate shit.
Hey, don't forget to grab your booties.
So Zoya has been doing hair for commercials on cruise ships. So what if it's like the cruise ship, the guy in charge of the cruise ship, and we're like, and then we'll climb aboard and shit on the deck.
Hope you don't get seasick and fucking puke all over the poop deck.
There's actually no puking on the poop deck. That's
don't
not
you
allowed.
Dare. There's a puke deck that you gotta go to.
Hey, if you're feeling sick because the boat's all moving on while you're eating your food, you can puke anywhere you want, just like in the pirate times.
Dude, I miss the pirate times where you could puke anywhere you
anywhere
want.
Anywhere you want.
Mid-conversation.
Dude, don't even tell me. Not an iPhone in sight. People just vibing.
Vibrating.
Oh man,
fuck,
dude.
That's funny as fuck.
I'm gonna try to go to that pirate show.
Okay,
place.
Can I come, or is this like one
do you want
at
to?
A time thing? Yeah,
yeah, you
want to
go?
Sure.
Okay,
that's super fun.
All right, we're gonna take kind of a big group, like Matt Robb might be there.
Yeah. Well, now we're adding other people.
Well, it was a plan I had already.
Oh, that I wasn't included in. This is what's going on in my mind right now. I want to see wrestling, pirate
come with
wrestling.
Us. Yeah. I honestly, I had no idea you would be interested in it.
Well, you didn't even ask.
Well, I mean, here I am asking. Usually when I'm like, I'm going to go to some dumb nerd thing, usually like, have fun, buddy. And this time you were like, oh, I might want to go to that. So it's like, you know, all right, let's go.
Okay. Done it. Okay.
Whoa, what was that?
He just rode up on his motorcycle.
I felt like that was his reaction to what we were just talking about.
Yeah, he's not happy.
He's not pleased.
He's not happy with the way that conversation went.
Bored. Damn, what a critic.
So he's just kind of sitting up there listening to the show.
Yeah. Why is he just now making himself known? Piece of shit.
6 years.
Yeah.
6 years.
6 years. 500 sea and one on the in the actual sea. Before we had a boat, we were just floating around.
Even though we're community theater actors, we're here to help you have the most authentic pirate experience you've ever had.
We're the best pirate actors in your town.
We've been doing this for 6 years, and don't worry, that one guy that worked here was fired.
He won't touch your daughter.
Dude, do you think they go back and forth across the street? the medieval, medieval times.
Like sometimes he's like, or like he does his medieval times spiel thing. Real quick. Yeah. They probably get fired right away.
Yeah, and I'm on the red team. I mean, the swashbucklers.
Fuck.
We're in the bucklers.
I'm a buckler.
Is Jeff working tonight? Is the manager Jeff on? Fuck.
Shit, he's probably pissed off.
Fuck, Jeff is pissed. Yeah. Okay, swashbucklers, get a Diet Dr. Pepper.
Would you watch one of those medieval times shows if it was a caveman show?
You mean like...
like you... Kevin's in.
Like that HBO show?
Kevin's interested. He wants me to keep going. You go into the stadium. Imagine it's a stadium like...
medieval times, but it's caveman.
But it's caveman.
They're just beating the shit out of each other.
First, there's like these kind of rocky. There's like all this kind of like deserty, rocky kind of stuff.
I'm telling you right now, you wouldn't want to see what they do.
And there's like a cave, hole, like a big cave entrance.
Yeah,
and everyone sits down and gets ready for food, and then all of a sudden you hear like these drums. And then you see like
But the thing with the pirates and the medieval people are there was like discernible language jizz back then.
Yeah.
And the cavemen have to come out and be like,
me.
No, not even that.
Not even that. Like Cookie Monster language.
I mean, if you really want to Disney it up.
Caveman show.
But if you wanted it to be authentic experience, they got to come out and be like,
So then you could just have like a David Attenborough narrator going like, observe. Yeah. The Homo sapiens. And they come out and they like come out of the cave, and some of them have like torches and stuff. Some of them come out with like little babies and it's like some of them are kind of walking. It's like, this is the evolution from ape to man.
But there's still people in the stadium that have to like sell you Coke.
Yeah,
and
they're
stuff.
Like wearing like Flintstones, like leotard, like leopard print.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, whatever those toga things kind of.
Yeah.
They're wearing those.
And like loincloths.
Yeah.
And they got to come up and be like, Diet Pepsi? Or are you doing the chicken tenders?
Are you doing the Ooga Booger? The Ooga Burger? The Ooga Burger.
Are you doing the Chaka Chaka chicken tenders?
But there's like, you know, like obviously there's fights. Like there's caveman fights. And that's what you have. Like that's like the thing you, that's like the battle portion of the. Because in those dinner shows, you want like a battle.
You want conflict.
Yeah.
I can't fully digest without conflict.
Right. So there's these like the most muscly boys like come up to each other and they're like, this is how they assert dominance.
Or they all fight a tiger.
Yeah, that's another thing. Yeah. And then I'm thinking like even like a big T-Rex puppet comes out or like a mammoth.
Yeah.
And they're like, and the music's all crazy and stuff.
They're swinging fire at it, at a guy in a costume.
Yeah, and they've got like these spears and stuff and rocks.
And they're just kind of bouncing.
Yeah. Would you go to that?
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah, once.
I just don't understand why they didn't go beyond, because like medieval times felt like the like number one dinner show.
Mm-hmm.
Family thing experience.
Yes.
For like the longest time. Mm-hmm. And even me telling you now in 2022 that there's a pirate one, mm-hmm. and you're like, what? Like, that's kind of interesting, right?
Yes.
Like, don't you think that even when we were growing up, because you saw the medieval times commercials.
Probably.
Like on TV or something, right?
Probably. Had to have heard of it somehow.
Right. And they were like, come to the dinner theater tournament of medieval times.
Dude, I might have learned about that from the cable guy and just been like, is that real?
Wow, yeah.
Because I don't know that we had one.
Maybe not on the East Coast.
Yeah, who knows? I don't remember seeing commercials, but it could have happened. But it's like, are you saying like you can't believe it is not more popular?
No, I can't believe that it wasn't for a time. Like, I feel like medieval times was the most popular one.
Yeah.
But where were the other ideas? Like, why did the pirate come? The pirate idea came way after the medieval times one.
A lot of it's the logistics of the setup. Because in the setup for medieval times, you need to be in basically like an indoor soccer court.
Yeah.
Because you need a pit of sand.
Right.
And then everything happens on the pit of sand.
Yeah.
So it was like... the pit of sand. But for the ship one, it's like, what are they... It's not pirates fighting like in sand. You got to make it look like a ship.
It's like a big lagoon. And there might even be two ships.
That's
like
a lot.
The good ship and the bad ship.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah. In the meantime, people just watch sports or wrestling.
So what I'm saying is like, sure, maybe it was expensive.
Mm.
I'm not doubting that. But in the time when medieval times was like really popular, it's interesting that there wasn't like competitor ones that happened.
I wonder
like
if
the caveman
there were,
one.
Or and they're like, just like way lesser known because they didn't, because they were
they
bad
didn't do
ideas.
Well, what are some that could have happened, do you think, that would have done well? Like maybe
Civil
a,
War reenactment
whoa,
luncheon.
Okay, maybe. Kind of boring, but sure. The caveman one's kind of boring too.
That's
though.
Yeah.
What if there was
clubbing people in the head?
What about wild meat. Animals?
No, you can't do that. That's
but,
illegal.
But like they're like it, people in costumes and stuff. You wouldn't want to
so
go
like
see that.
Like ancient Roman.
Yeah.
But,
oh, that's a good
but
one.
But it's people in costumes.
A gladiator one.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Because
even
do...
with that movie, I wonder why that never
Dude,
happened.
That's a brilliant idea. Because yeah. you could do the like gladiator games.
Yeah.
And have that be like the first half of the show.
Yeah.
And then the last half is like the big gladiator like tournament.
You know what's funny? Is that those are like PG versions of shit that really happened.
Yeah.
They're like, that. Yeah. This really happened yeah. back in the day, but while you're eating chicken, somebody died.
Was getting their head ripped off.
Yeah.
By a Bengal tiger.
And then you could like cheer with your turkey leg.
Yeah.
And then somebody would.
The medieval ones
somebody.
Too, I feel like.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like there would be
all
beheadings at those all
yeah.
the time, probably.
Meanwhile, pirates is the least realistic one.
Right, because they're not pillaging.
They didn't do that for entertainment.
No.
That was a functional
They were
pirate.
Really bad eggs.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, man, dude, I really like that. A centurion, like, because, dude, what if you did one that was like Hercules and the gods?
Yeah.
And you had a show where like each
Too
god
expensive.
Came out and showed, well, totally.
Yeah.
But you could do it like in Vegas or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Like Caesar's
Circus
Palace.
Daily. Yeah.
Like Caesar's Palace had this like fountain.
Uh-huh.
In the middle of a mall that would do like a show every hour.
Yeah.
And the fountain would like come alive and the statues would be like, no, oh, welcome to Caesar's Palace.
Help us.
Yeah.
We're
yeah.
stuck in this marble statue. Oh. Spend more money in the casino.
Spits water at somebody.
yeah.
Dude, I want to see the Pirates one, but I want to see Pirates versus Vikings.
Whoa.
Yeah. You pick 10 of your best pirates and 10 of your
Dude,
best Vikings.
Okay, how about this? This is a long game. But you do. So pirates, you elevate the pirate one in a way. Because obviously not enough people know about it right now, right?
Uh-huh.
And then you build a Viking one.
Yeah.
And it's like a whole different Viking theater experience.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And there's like a town like ravaging, like it goes on fire and stuff. And it's like a whole thing.
Yeah.
And then every year you have the Viking show guys and the pirate show guys
yes.
do like a tournament.
We're literally just describing wrestling.
Wrestling!
But dude, how about this? We'll take it a step further to make it different. No, this is more exactly wrestling. But there's no.
It's okay.
What I'm
going to
explain is exactly
Give
wrestling. You do a building and a setup just like that.
Yeah.
But it's not just pirates or cavemen.
Oh, it switches out.
Or there's like one guy. This is literally wrestling. One guy's a pirate and one guy
yeah.
is a Roman guy.
Yeah.
And one guy's
show
a Viking.
Up to this like one event.
And there's a championship that they have to win.
Dude, that's really good. And like then you could go to medieval times and see the guy that won the championship.
Yeah. And he like, could go to other towns.
Yeah.
And be the champion.
Dude, there's an alternate dimension where someone really went hard into dinner and a show.
Yeah.
Event type restaurants.
Dude, it's this. It's this timeline. And that person's name is Vince Dude. McMahon.
Well, he already did it. Yeah, yeah. But man, that's a really good one. The one with like the gods would mm-hmm. totally be too expensive, but it would be really
It'd be
cool.
fun to see. But wouldn't Zeus just like fuck everyone's shit up?
You'd have Zeus be like the judge or something. He's like, he doesn't really participate.
He's sitting with the people.
Yeah. He's like up in a big throne in the audience. Yeah.
He snaps his fingers and everybody has chicken.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's like, his body is like a big, like animatronic body.
Oh,
and
yeah. Then he's
someone's
a bigger...
head just comes in. Like whoever the actor is.
Regular person's head.
Yeah. Just big Zeus. Yeah. Body. And the hands go like animatronic hands.
He's like, what's the deal with this family over here?
I mean,
where are you guys from? No,
other way. Other way.
I understand we have a birthday somewhere
in the audience.
Over here or here. Let me check my notes. The Robinsons.
It breaks the chair because yeah, it's so strong.
He takes his hands out of the thing to check his notes.
Smashes the someone's Robinsons. Drink. Dude, those animatronics are strong. Did you know that? Have we talked about this? Like the even at Disneyland,
no,
the animatronics are strong.
Are
like scary strong.
Are they tested like crash dummies?
They
put them in the rides.
No,
and they
not
just slam
like that.
Them into a wall.
Like the ones that are going like this, and they're like, "Welcome to the ride. Come on in." Like doing shit like that.
Yeah.
Like if you were accidentally next to it while
you
it's doing that,
you're out.
It would destroy you. They're like very powerful.
Yeah, that's
like
why
it's dangerous.
13 people have died in the Hall of Presidents.
Just alone in the Hall of Presidents.
Did you know?
Just because they wanted to go hug Abraham Lincoln.
And you can't.
You can't.
Because that Abraham Lincoln has nothing behind the eyes.
And right away, they're set up so that if you get close enough to it, they just grab you and
they
start
grab
crushing.
You and squeeze. Yeah.
They just crush you.
Yeah. Those are our presidents. Because these colors don't run, so they'll pop you nuts.
All the animatronics do it. Buzz Lightyear. Just crush you right up.
Dude, and it sounds like this. It sounds like this. To infinity and beyond.
Dude, 1,000,000,000%.
And then he has like,
and he would have like a big smile on his face. Yeah.
He has like blood on his face and goo all over him. And then he's like, and who's tall enough to ride the ride? Like he just does
yeah,
his normal
right
shit.
Yeah. The body slips out from under it. It's like an awful error sound.
There's a snake in my boots.
Dude, what a nightmare.
Yeah, but I'm going to have nightmares about that.
That's why some people are afraid of animatronics.
Mm-hmm. And rightfully
also,
so.
It also like evokes the uncanny valley idea. Like, because our brains want to look at a human.
Different girl.
Who's this woman?
Has I?
What's that? So there's this thing with like, with like robots and or like where with us where when we see an animatronic that's like a human,
yeah.
Or when you see like the Polar Express movie and Tom, it's like a Tom Hanks thing, but it's
he's
like
there,
dead
but he's not.
Eyes.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like your brain goes like, oh, something's creepy
not right.
about it.
Yeah.
Because your brain is trying to associate it with a human.
Yeah.
But it's not.
Like when people edit the eyes too much
exactly.
in a picture and they make it super
right.
white and you're like, I don't
you're
trust
like,
that.
No,
thing.
This doesn't even look like a human anymore.
There is a, how can I say this? There's a backpage.com, whatever it is, trailer around here. Or I've seen one recently. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah, the ones
and
with
it's like
the girls
you hire,
on it.
Like topless models
topless
or whatever.
Maids, yeah.
And the person they have
oh,
on
man.
The thing is not human being.
Like maybe because they don't want to pay a model and they distort their face, or maybe that's how that
yeah,
person
it's like an
looks.
AI.
Like the AI generated
girl.
Yeah.
Somebody did hot girl smile.
Yeah.
And somebody, it's like when. Somebody's like touched by the like affected by the Joker.
Yeah.
And their smile's like
right,
too
and
big
they,
and off.
Yeah, yeah. Something's off about it.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why animatronics can be kind of creepy to people uh-huh. sometimes. And I understand that aspect of it.
You gotta have just the right amount of smile.
Yeah. I mean, and some of them are like so real, you're like, what the fuck? And you're like, how do they do that? And that's just the magic of the Disney Imagineering. Let's cut to a clip. Dude, there's a
God.
there's a roller coaster in Animal Kingdom, Disney's Animal Kingdom, which is one of their like theme parks in Florida.
Yeah.
And it's called Expedition Everest. And it's this really cool mountain roller coaster, kind of like the Matterhorn and like Thunder Mountain and stuff. But this one's like way crazier. And then eventually it like goes to a part of the track that's like ripped up. And then it goes backwards, and then you go backwards for a while. It's really cool.
What?
But the whole concept of the ride is that it's the Himalayan mountains, and there's a Yeti, and it's the Yeti, like it's the one that of like you know, fairy tales.
Redneck Bigfoot. Yeah.
And
or
so,
redneck Santa Claus.
So it's like this big. So in the ride, they put this like fucking massive animatronic that like swipes at the cars as they go by.
What?
And it was like apparently a terrifying thing because it's fucking huge.
Now you say was.
Yeah. No because longer. What happened was because those animatronics are so fucking strong, it started to crack the foundation of the ride.
Oh no.
So every time it would like swipe its hand, like the thing would kind of like break a little bit.
Oh no.
So eventually they were like, well, if we don't shut down that robot,
yeah,
it's going to like destroy the whole ride and then like maybe kill people. And
shit. Then in that scene in the movie, the robot reaches over and snaps off the that power guy's switch.
Yeah. Or like the guy that finds out it's breaking gets killed by the robot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We have to do it right now. And then he has like a blow dart.
Yeah. But like, so now, and it used to be one of the most impressive Disney animatronics that ever existed.
Yeah.
And now, dude, they shut it completely down. Mm-hmm. They blow air on it and they strobe light on it.
But it doesn't move.
That's it. And they call it Disco Louie or something like that. Disco Harry or something.
It's like your uncle that used to be out of his mind. And yeah. Now like he kind of chills in the corner.
He used to be so active and now he just sits there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We flash lights on him every now and again.
But that's the power of those animatronics. They'll destroy the whole building.
What does it look like? Oh, we'll find it after.
Yeah, I'll show
looking for a picture isn't a good podcast activity.
What do you say we do these ads, Mike?
We say we look for a picture.
Do you think that would please the Lord of the Void?
Well, let's check.
I don't know if that's
positive or not.
I don't know. Hey guys, I want to say thanks to the sponsors. Thanks to HeadGum. And thank you to our patrons. And everyone else who has a little bit of a piece of this pie. Who likes to eat the... Who likes to suckle the cream of dynamic banter. That teat is... is filled to bursting with entertainment. And all you got to do is come suckle it. The honey cream that comes out will fill your ears with joy. Did he like it?
I don't know.
But you know, man, let's talk about Squarespace real quick. Because that's Mike Falzone has a Squarespace website. If you go to that, you can see what Squarespace is all about. You can build a website. You can do it from your phone. You can do it from your computer. It's very simple to do. It's easy to set up a very professional looking website. And you can sell stuff. You can promote stuff. You can do all the things a website you've ever been to does.
Sell stuff and promote stuff and do anything another website does.
And there's a 24-hour a day, 7 days a week customer service line that you can call at any time of the day and someone will be there with the know-how, the gumption, the heart, and the soul to help you get through your, if ever, website Squarespace issues.
Steve, what if I have an issue at 7 a.m. on Sunday?
What if I told you it don't matter, Michael? It don't matter because Squarespace has a 24-hour, 7 days a week customer support line. They are there for you no matter dang what. And that's what you want. Look, I'm not saying things will go wrong. But look, we live in an unpredictable world.
That's 100% true. I was literally just saying those same words.
And you never know when something might happen. And the good thing is Squarespace has good folks standing by to help you out if you have a problem. So, you want to start your own website, huh? You want to be a big man? Start a website?
You think you're some kind of tough guy?
What do you think you are, a tough guy?
Start a website.
Once you start a website, then you'll really see what it's like, huh, tough guy? Go to squarespace.com for a free trial, all right? Try it out. And when you're like, yeah, this is it. I want to launch this baby. You go to squarespace.com/banter. You're going to save 10% off that first purchase of your website or domain. And that's how you make the chili relleno. You go to squarespace.com for that free trial when you're ready to launch. Squarespace.com/banter is where you're gonna wanna go to get the best deal, 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain with Squarespace. It's that easy. It's that simple. Don't be a dope and do it. Thank you, Squarespace.
Nice.
Wow. You guys have to do a make good. Why? Because we got some other feedback.
There was some kind of demon in your ad that we didn't like.
We got some good feedback from the demon in the void.
We love the demon in the void. Can we get that man's manager?
What was it? The boy in the void?
The boy in the void. What was that? He's not talking about Cooper, is he?
No. What's his name? What's the guy's name? Cooper. No, this guy's name.
We don't have a name for it. Oh, the Lord of the Void. The Overlord of the Void.
The boy in the void. Watch kind. And I will.
What? What did he say?
What do you think he said? He said, like, some vaguely powerful shit.
Yeah, like, stereotypical bad guy
like,
stuff.
Like, there was a noise that made it sound like he has power.
Yeah.
And then he said, I can and I will.
And I will.
But there's no way to know what he's talking about.
It makes it kind of scarier.
Is he going to get a Squarespace website?
I don't know. Maybe he likes it. So far, he seems to really like the ads. Guys, let's talk about honey. Ooh, I love honey when it comes from the honeybees and when it comes from our boys at Honey.
I love honey in two different ways.
I love it. I love honey in all the ways. Oh. And I'll tell you, this episode's sponsored by honey. Maybe he wants the ad to be quicker.
He's interested and we haven't said any helpful information yet.
Guys, honey will help you find a coupon code when you're lost in the muck on the website and you look at that little blank coupon code spot and you're like, heck, I wish I knew what to put in there. Dang it. Well, you know what? Honey's here to help you out. Honey will put the dang code in there for you automatically. And Honey supports over 30,000 stores online that range from tech and gaming products to popular fashion brands and even food delivery. Now, how does this work? It's easy, Lemon Squeezy. Just imagine you're shopping on one of your favorite sites. Huh? When you check out, the Honey button drops down, and all you gotta do is click Apply Coupons. You wait a few seconds as Honey searches for those coupons it can find for this site. And if Honey finds it... you're gonna watch the savings and the prices! So guys, if you don't already have honey, you're really missing out. It's literally free. and it installs in just a few seconds. And by getting it, you're doing yourself a solid and you're supporting the podcast. And we don't recommend things we don't use. Isn't that right, Mike? Absolutely. Me too. So join Honey for free at joinhoney.com/banter. That's joinhoney.com/banter. It installs in seconds, and when you get it, you're doing yourself a solid and helping the podcast, as I said before. So go to joinhoney.com/banter to get that honey. It's free. Yeah.
Who is that now? Now, who's that?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Too many buttons episode.
It's a lot of buttons. Guys, let's talk about Babbel before we say goodbye, because and that's the thing. And one more, and I'll tell you, we love our sponsors, and Babbel is one of them, very much so.
Speaking of skills that will help you be more admirable to your fellow man, why don't you learn another language in a fun and easy way with Babbel? They've gamified it. They make it easy for you to follow up and do it every day, get a little bit better and have fun while you're doing it. Not some boring middle school or high school lesson in a classroom. You're learning right on your phone where your whole life is anyway. So open up your phone and learn with Babbel. Steve, hit him a little bit more information about it.
Yeah.
Who is that again? Same guy?
There's 15-minute lessons from Babbel, just like Mike was just talking about. It makes a perfect way to learn the language on the go. So if you go to babbel.com/banter, that's babbel.com/banter, you're going to get up to 60% off your subscription. And there's so many ways to learn with Babbel in addition to lessons. You can access podcasts, games, videos, stories, and even live classes. Plus, it comes with a 20-day money-back guarantee. So start your new language learning journey today with Babbel at babbel.com/banter. That's babbel.com/banter. Mike, I think we're in trouble. I can't handle all this goddamn trash.
Damn,
now.
Damn, dude. There's, how many Patreons can we lose in one
day? There's too much trash now. I liked that show before all that trash came in.
Somebody dumped garbage on the vocals.
It's like someone threw a trash bag right onto that baby.
They open up a studio in the back of a dump truck? Because that's trash.
It's like someone put a cartoon coyote in a trash bag and ran it over.
It's like somebody painted a tunnel on a mountain and drove this podcast into it.
You're doing fine.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord of the void.
Yeah. All right. So you want to do some history roads?
Please.
History. 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 History.
We will make the proper adjustments to make sure this episode is quite enjoyable to listen to.
Guys, welcome.
The robot that's like, I'm a real guy. I'm just a real guy. I'll prove it to you.
Today's history roads come from a lot of people, actually, Mike. We do actually have, dude. We're getting some awesome potential brand deal opportunities in our email box, Michael.
Forward them.
Which to who now?
Somebody's gonna do something about it.
Who's gonna? What are we gonna do about it?
I'll talk to him.
Okay. That sounds good. Yeah. Kellen sends a history road, Mike, and I'll tell you, I bet we're gonna get a lot of fun out of it.
Okay.
Kellen says, "Hello there, fart boys. My name is Kellen Green, pronounced Kalen."
So his name is Kellen, but it's pronounced Kalen.
Kalen. And I'm a two-horn bonk boy.
How much?
From a boy, Bonnie Scotland is what he's saying, Mike. He's from Scotland. That's pretty tight. just thought I'd send in my pastime hill climb. That's nice. From pastime hill climb. That's the first time I've heard that one in for History Road.
Fuck. Pastime hill climb? That's pretty nice.
From my drive into work last week, as is tradition.
It sounds like a fundraiser that would happen in town. Yeah, right. Yeah, let's meet in the center of town for the
pastime hill climb.
Yeah.
The annual pastime hill climb.
Uh-huh.
I had the Scream Fest. Oh, wait. As is tradition, I had the Scream Fest. You call a podcast playing on my way to work.
I can't wait for you to hear this.
It was this was insane. It was episode 223, Please Take My Milk.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm picturing like a giant castle door with a face on. Like Olmec.
I picture a castle door open. Uh-huh. And you just hear the voice come out of the right. Castle.
You don't see
He's
the
in
guy.
There somewhere.
Yeah.
Dude, it's like the facade of a castle or just the castle door in the middle of like a beautiful like meadow.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
There's nothing behind
it. Yeah, it's like it doesn't belong there.
But it opens and then a voice comes out.
I'll get through.
Stop it. What a creep. Get out of here. Leave our show alone. Leave our show alone. This is not that's not the kind of show this is. Steve was doing a bit where he was a cow wanting the American public to drink all his milk. As I got to the city, I was pulling off of the motorway, highway as you Americans call it, and Steve is yelling, "I was taken by the U.S. government so I could make milk every day of my life. Please drink my milk." I look to my right and a truck pulls up next to me full of cows, their heads poking out as if to tell me that they want me to drink their milk too.
Dude, looking at a cow in the eyes on the highway while that's playing full blast through your speakers.
Bonkers.
That's so funny.
Do you think those cows were like, "Someone gets it"?
Yeah. These cows were like, what station are you listening to?
Hope you enjoyed this completely pointless and unfunny coincidence. How dare you?
No, I loved it.
Here's my number if you need anyone to tell you to fuck off. Fart noise, hugs and kisses, Kalen Green.
Thank you, Kalen. Thank you for your email.
Navid sends a history room saying, "Trip down the pod." Saying, "Hey, Mike and Steve, firstly, I love you boys dearly, and I hope both you and your families are well."
Thank you.
Yeah.
There we go. Steve sat down for a second. Steve went back to 1986.
Someone fucked up time. And I just disappeared. Well, no one remembers
Steve
me.
Steve was needed in 1997.
Yeah.
Okay. So I guess I'll take it from here.
Like, that's the sound I make as I'm traveling through time.
What?
Not again! Not again.
And then you're fucking gone.
Never see me again. My name is Navid, like Feliz Navidad. What?
Feliz Navidad.
Navid? Navidad. Okay, Navid. Okay, got it. I've been around. I got it. I said it right the first time. Didn't I?
See you crying.
I've been around and have loved y'all's content for a good long while now. Steve, it's been a little over a decade since I first started watching your stuff. And Mike, you're coming up on 8 years.
Nice, my favorite number.
This is my first history road, and it just so happens to be about the podcast. I started going through all of the episodes again. Solid fourth time through, horn honk. Thank you.
I don't give a...
And it's been fun re-listening to the old bits and discussions that have been had over the years. It's been a great distraction from grad school, humble brag. And the laughter I get from the show helps me keep my fingies warm from being back in that cold fridge while I'm cutting up fruit for Whole Foods customers. That's a nice little image picture he put in there.
I like that he told us he was in a fridge well before he told us what he was doing in the fridge.
Right.
Or where,
yeah,
or why.
Yeah, because you're not sure.
Man, this podcast kept me company in the fridge where it's cold.
Where I'm kept.
Also, I work at Whole Foods.
Long story long. In episode 6 entitled Bees, you all were talking about how dumb bees are. In doing so, Mike had mentioned something that caught my interest. He had talked about how insects aren't sentient. Not too long ago, I would have agreed. But I found out something that blew my mind.
I don't give a fuck.
Ants. Ants actually have some sort of sentience. Ants have passed something known as the mirror test, which basically shows that an animal can recognize itself in the mirror.
Sentience.
Sentience! Other animals that pass this test include humans, great apes, elephants, birds, and a few more.
Do you think they tested that by parading all these things across a mirror? And when the ant gets to the mirror, he goes like this.
He fixes his antenna.
Yeah. And there he goes. He's like... He just goes right finger by. Guns with six arms.
It just goes right by.
He goes like this. Little wink and snap.
Other animals that pass this test are blah blahs. If you're curious to learn more, this source was insightful. There's a link, and he says thank you both for reading, listening, and again, much love to you both. Be good, Navi.
That's very interesting.
That is very interesting.
I don't think that means that they're super developed, though. Like, they don't have, like, a sense of self. They just know that that's them. Actually, is that what that means? I'm not smart enough to know that. That's exactly what that means?
Yeah.
I didn't think they had enough in them to have that. The Lord of the Void just coughs every now and again. He has allergies in the meadow.
Maybe it's because the meadow door is open spring, and he's never had... Earth air on him.
It's the spores.
Christopher Michaels sends in a history road saying the great piss debate, opinion of a 90-year-old.
First of all, Christopher Michaels, you are my favorite wrestler of all time. And I think that you're just a very talented human being. Thank you.
And second of all, we put this goddamn bit to bed.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is a dead bit.
That's like the bit librarian.
But let's see. I like the idea that there's a 90-year-old's opinion. I think that's kind of interesting. Hey, fellas, my name's Chris. Don't read my name, Michaels. I've been listening to you both since the SourceFed days. I'm writing to you today to share a story that made me laugh.
Thank God.
Firstly, I have to point out that even though I'm a longtime fan, I've fallen behind on listening to the show. Bad fan, I know.
Yeah, enjoying the temperature.
You would know about that bit if you're on Carter.
If you're a patron only. I'm enjoying catching up a lot, and the show is as funny as ever. That being said, I finally got to the episode titled The Great Piss Debate. I was listening and thought it would be fun to involve my 90-year-old grandma in the debate. She always hears me dying laughing at podcasts and gets a kick out of it, but doesn't entirely get the concept of a podcast. I wanted to give her a sneak peek into the ridiculous sense of humor I've developed over the years. That's nice.
Yeah.
Sharing with the older generation your what makes you laugh.
So they just talk into a tape recorder? Or
there's little sounds.
The two men make sounds. That's right,
Grandma. They make little sounds.
They tell stories and they make sounds.
They make sounds like the cartoons do.
Where do you put the quarter for the podcast?
I'm old. Help me.
She fell in the toilet.
Help me, I fell down. Help me. Come get me now. Please. I'm so old.
There's a whale in the backyard.
I want to go
in the well are great.
I want to go back in time and bring my laptop and a big speaker. Help me! I'm in a well. I'm an old lady. And then they'll like when they put the rope down, I'll just travel back to the future. So someone's like, I fucking hurt a lady, and they swear.
Right, and they go through their whole life. That's on Unsolved Mysteries later on.
One day there'll be a thing called the internet. She's talking crazy talk down there.
Let's let her die.
I explained the debate, and she quickly concluded that the piss victim had only peed on his pants and was not, in fact, a pants pisser who pissed his pants. We laughed a lot. I suggest that maybe I'd let you guys know the opinion of a 90-year-old, as her word should be taken as sage advice. Mm-hmm. We talked for a few minutes before I went upstairs to reclude into my lair for the night, when she left me with these parting words. Love you, doll. Go call your piss company.
What? What?
Love you, doll. Go call your piss company. I got a really solid laugh out of this and will now be referring to you guys as the piss company,
dude. Yeah,
for the foreseeable future,
dude. That's like a good
go listen to your stories.
Alternate dimension.
The piss company
name for this.
Welcome
group
back
of
to
people.
The piss company.
Yeah,
the piss company. What a horrible name for like advertising purposes.
For anything.
Anything. I love it.
God damn, I gotta call the piss company.
Much love from an Italian-born boy at the Jersey Shore.
Oh, nice.
All right, let's wrap this up, Mike.
Dude, I'll say this though. That's not sage advice because it's not advice. It's just an observation. And I think we all know that you can't trust the 93-year-old's observations because their senses are dull.
I guess that's true. I won't argue that with you, but I do think we should listen to our elders.
Yeah, I don't disagree.
And I think we should take their opinions into consideration more than like a young boy or girl or non-binary.
No. No, Nona's opinion don't mean shit to me.
Yeah. Yeah?
The ant seeing himself in the mirror.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's us.
Yeah.
All right, dude. Let's just close our shop. Thank you so much
Thank
for listening to the podcast.
Thanks for the memories.
There's a couple places you can go to see me do stand-up pretty soon. On the 1st of July, which is the first Friday, just got flipped off by some girl. The 1st of the month is the Surrounded Show. Two shows at the world-famous Hollywood Improv.
I'm coming to that show.
Oh, tight. Steve will be there. You can get your tickets at improv.com. You go to Hollywood and you'll see it. And those are going to sell out, so make sure you go get those. On July 16th, which is a Saturday, I'm going to be at the Infinity Room in Salem, Oregon. But come to those shows. We'd love to see you. And anything else? Am I leaving anything out. Our Patreon is active now. Seriously, I know we said it at the beginning, but thank you so much for all the support on that. It really blew any of our expectations way, way out of the water. And we, I know I'm saying this a lot, but truly can't wait to keep making stuff with me and Steve and Kevin with you guys. And it's been really fun. Really excited about that. And now, is there anything?
I think you did a great job, man. You really summed it up pretty well, actually.
Yeah.
That's that good stuff.
Laughed
that's
really good, hard good. Today.
Laughed so hard today. Oh, Mike, it's always a pleasure. Kevin, being in the room is fun, too. And also, thank you for all the birthday wishes. And that was really nice. And you guys are just great.
Thank you for this fucking thing, Jesse.
Yeah, Jesse, you piece of shit. This thing's real fun. Don't you think about it?
Dude, we didn't even talk about the AI thing.
No. We'll talk about it next time. How's this one? Oh my god.
Wow, we're going to have a lot of fun someday when we figure this out.
I'm the old lady stuck in the well. Please help me. I'm so old.
Dude, that's a nightmare. That's a nightmare guy, dude.
Oh, yeah, baby. Maybe I'm a little bit thicker. Maybe I want to take a bite out of that cream cheese.
Please let me out of this room.
Please help me. I've been stuck in the void. Was that the boy in the void?
That was a HeadGum Podcast.